This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Novel PET imaging tracks cancer treatment effects on heart and tumor simultaneously. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Jihakad, MD, MPH, PhD, GM Liminary Evidence. A breakthrough imaging technique allows clinicians to monitor both tumor response and cardiac inflammation during cancer treatment using a single PET scan. The dual-target approach addresses a critical clinical need as cardiotoxicity remains a leading cause of treatment discontinuation in oncology patients. Key takeaways: novel PET imaging enables simultaneous monitoring of tumor progression and heart inflammation during cancer therapy. Combination therapy demonstrated enhanced tumor response while reducing cardiac inflammatory markers. Technology could improve patients' safety monitoring during cardiotoxic cancer treatments. Dual-target PET imaging approach enables simultaneous visualization of cancer and cardiac responses. Imaging innovation in cancer care. Dual PET approach addresses key clinical monitoring needs. 2-in-1 imaging targets one PET scan required enhanced tumor response. Source: Medical Express, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Breakthrough imaging technology addresses clinical gap. The research team developed a sophisticated PET imaging strategy that simultaneously tracks tumor progression markers and cardiac inflammatory responses during cancer treatment. This approach represents a significant advancement over current monitoring protocols, which typically require separate imaging studies and may miss critical cardiotoxic events. Cardiac complications affect up to 20% of cancer patients receiving certain chemotherapy regimens, according to World Health Organization data. The new imaging approach could enable earlier detection of treatment-related cardiac inflammation, potentially preventing irreversible heart damage. Combination therapy shows promise in early testing. Using the dual PET imaging approach, researchers evaluated a novel combination therapy that demonstrated enhanced anti-tumor effects while simultaneously reducing cardiac inflammatory markers. The treatment strategy represents a precision medicine approach that targets cancer cells while protecting cardiac tissue from treatment-related damage. The findings build on growing evidence supporting personalized cancer care approaches, as featured in our clinical updates section. Previous studies have highlighted the need for better cardio-oncology monitoring tools to balance treatment efficacy with patient safety. Clinical implementation challenges and opportunities. While promising, the dual PET imaging approach faces several implementation challenges, including cost considerations, technical expertise requirements, and integration with existing clinical workflows. Healthcare systems will need to evaluate the cost-effectiveness of routine dual-target imaging versus current standard-of-care monitoring protocols. The technology may prove particularly valuable for patients receiving known cardiotoxic therapies or those with pre-existing cardiovascular risk factors. Further research detailed in our new study's coverage will be needed to establish optimal imaging protocols and patient selection criteria. The dual PET imaging strategy enables simultaneous visualization of tumor progression and cardiac inflammatory responses, potentially improving treatment monitoring and patient safety outcomes. Research team, as reported in Medical Express, 2026. What this means for patients: improved safety monitoring during cancer treatment with potential for earlier detection of heart complications. For clinicians, enhanced ability to monitor both treatment efficacy and cardiac safety using a single imaging approach. For policymakers, need to evaluate cost-effectiveness and implementation strategies for advanced imaging technologies in cancer care. Frequently asked questions: how does dual PET imaging differ from standard cancer monitoring? Traditional monitoring typically requires separate scans for tumor response and cardiac function. The dual approach combines both assessments in a single PET scan, potentially improving efficiency and patient experience. Which cancer patients would benefit most from this technology? Patients receiving cardiotoxic therapies or those with pre-existing heart conditions may benefit most. Further research will define optimal patient selection criteria for routine clinical use. When might this imaging approach become widely available? Clinical implementation will require additional validation studies, regulatory approval, and infrastructure development. Timeline for widespread availability depends on successful completion of these phases. The development of dual-target PET imaging represents a significant step forward in precision cancer care, addressing the critical need for simultaneous monitoring of treatment efficacy and safety. As research continues to refine this approach, it may become an essential tool for optimizing cancer treatment outcomes while minimizing cardiovascular complications. Stool PET imaging detects tumor progression and heart inflammation during cancer treatment